திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
And then here is the most important thing that is coming up. Sa esha rudra bhaktascha keshavo rudra sambhavaha krishna evahi yashtavyo yajnaischaiva sanatanah. That Keshava, that Vishnu, Narayana, who is the devoted worshipper of Maheshwara, rudra bhaktya, rudra bhakta, he is actually described as a bhakta, the devotee of Rudra, devotee of Parameshwara, devotee of Lord Shiva. Keshavo rudra sambhavaha. He has originated from Maheshwara himself. This connects to what Narayana says in Skanda Purana. Kashi Kandam, 95th chapter. Ahameva Jagatkarta, Mamakarta Maheshwaraha. Ahameva Jagatkarta. I am the Karta, I am the Lord of the universe. Mamakarta Maheshwaraha. But the cause of me is Maheshwara. And Maheshwara doesn't have a cause. And here it says, Maheshwara, that Keshava himself has originated from Mahadeva. And then Krishna evahi yashtavyo yajnaischaiva sanatanaha. Keshava always worship Maheshwara, you know, regarding him as the origin of the entire universe. He alone is the origin of the entire universe. Keshava regards Mahadeva alone as the origin of the entire universe, told by Vyasa to Ashwatthama. And in Keshava, that knowledge always is present that the universe, including the past, present and future, is under the control of Maheshwara. That knowledge of the knowledge that the universe is under the control of Maheshwara and past, present and future is under the control of Maheshwara, that knowledge is always present in Keshava. Vyasa says that. And the Devatas, a beautiful verse in Shivananda Lahari also, if I'm not wrong, it is the 82nd verse. Shiva alone is the object of meditation. Shiva alone is the object of surrender, according to the Vedas and Upanishads. Not Brahma or Vishnu. No, but Vishnu becomes worthy of being worshipped because he is devoted to Maheshwara. So because he gave one of the eyes, surrendered one of his eyes to Maheshwara, and he got the Sudarshana Chakra, he got Vaikuntha from him. Dadati sarvajantunam achiradeva sattama raudram lingam mahavishnur bhaktyashuddham shilamayam charuchitram samabhyarchya labdavan paramambadam yachalakshmi samakhyata mahavishnushcha vallabha yasya lingam samabhyarchya sampujyaha sarvachetanehi. By worshipping Maheshwara and Parashakti in the Linga, he acquired Vaikuntha. He acquired the post of being Vishnu. Parashara Upapuranam, 16th chapter, 14th to 16th verses. He acquired Lakshmi by the grace of Lord Shiva. He acquired the Maya Shakti by the grace of Lord Shiva. He acquired the position of Vishnu by the grace of Lord Shiva. And he acquired the Sudarshana Chakra. When Mahadeva dances, Vishnu becomes a Shivagana and beats the drums. So because Vishnu is devoted to Maheshwara, and that's why he is worthy of being worshipped. Not otherwise. Because Mahadeva is the only object of meditation. Shiva ekodhyayaha. No one else. Right? Why Upamanyu was worthy of being worshipped? Upamanyu is the guru of Krishna. Upamanyu is greater than Krishna. Upamanyu is the guru of Krishna himself. And Upamanyu is worshipped by various rishis. Why? Because he is devoted to Maheshwara. So that's why here he says the gods, the devatas, the siddhas, the rishis adore Keshava. Because he knows that, because Keshava knows that Mahadeva is the cause of everything, and because Keshava is devoted to Mahadeva. Rudra Bhaktyatu Krishnena Jagat Vyaptam Mahatmana, told by Bhishma. Rudra Bhaktyatu Krishnena Jagat Vyaptam Mahatmana. Vishnu is pervading the universe because of the unflinching devotion that he has yielded. He has Maheshwara. He has done unflinching devotion to Maheshwara for yugas and yugas, and that's why he gets the power of pervading the universe, not otherwise. Rudra Bhaktya to Krishnena Jagatvyaptam Mahatmana. Here also, Vyasa says, Esha Rudra Bhaktascha Keshavo Rudra Sambhavaha. It is told in many, many places. You see, even in Harivamsha Puranam, 2nd Canto, 74th chapter, 34th verse, Krishna says, Aham Brahma Kapilo Yogyanantah Putraha. Aham myself, Brahma, Kapila Maharshi, and all the rishis and all the sons of Brahma, along with Ananta Sesha, originate from you, O Maheshwara. He includes himself there. So it's been told in many, many places, various Pramanams, even in Mahabharatam, Harivamsha Puranam, so many references are there. And in the Puranas, crores and crores of references are there for Maheshwara being the cause of all causes, and Vedas and Upanishads also. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. There is no cause for Maheshwara. Avayar says, interestingly, there is something, you know, there was a question asked by Kartikeya to Avayar. And what is Brihat? What is the greatest, O Avayar? And then Avayar replies, she starts off with, you know, like the Bhuloka, Bhumandala, and then she goes to Brahma, Vishnu, and then she ends with, you know, that Parashakti. Parashakti, you know, Parashakti is the, Ardhangini, right? So, Parashakti, Karungali Nakotpanna Narayana Dashakriti, 81st name of the, 81st name of Lalitambika in the Lalita Sahasranamam, that the incarnations of Narayana appear from the toenail of Parashakti. From the toenail of Parashakti, the incarnations of Narayana appears. And then that Adisesha is described as the ring, the finger ring of Parashakti. We can just imagine finger ring. So we can just imagine the prowess of Parashakti. Adisesha is just a finger ring. That's what Avayar says. And Lakshmi and Saraswati are fanning her. Lakshmi Vani Nishevita Hari Brahmendra Vandita. And then Avayar says, that Parashakti Lalitambika Tripura Sundarini is the Ardhangini of Samba Shiva, Maheshwara, Chandrasekara, Neelakanta. That Maheshwara is the supreme reality. He is Brihat, Brihate Chavarshiyase. Rudram says, Brihate Chavarshiyase. Brihate Chavarshiyase Chanamo, Vridhaya Chasam, Vridvane Chanamo, Agriyaya Cha Prathamaya Cha. He is the first, he is the best, he is the Shrestha, he is the best of all, greatest of all, oldest of all. And also he looks like a young, youth. Namashivabhyam, Nava Yavvanabhyam, Paraspara Srishta Vapurtarabhyam, Nagendra Kanya, Vrishaketanabhyam, Namo Namak Shankarak Parvatibhyam. And that oldest of the oldest, greatest of the greatest personality looks like a young fellow. He's like looking like a five-year-old kid. Both Parvati Mata and Parameshwara are clinging, hugging together. They are looking like five-year-old kids, Uma Maheshwara Stotram says. So like that, there are various infinite references are there to prove that Shiva alone is the supreme, and he is the cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karanam, and he doesn't have a cause. And coming back to Avayar, she says there is one thing, there is another thing that is greater than Maheshwara. Now, you know, we have seen Parat Parat Parataram Mahadeva is Eko Rudro Na Dvitiyaya. He is the greatest of the greatest. There is nothing that is equal to him. There is nothing that is greater than him. So, Avayar says there is something that is greater than Maheshwara, O Kartikeya, and that is Shiva Bhaktas. Because the Shiva Bhaktas tie Mahadeva with their devotion, and Mahadeva becomes the Das, becomes the servant of his Bhaktas. So, the Shiva Bhaktas are greater than Maheshwara. She ends by saying that. So, I just thought about it. I want to share. And then Vyasa proceeds to say Mahadeva is the object of meditation. And the only object of surrender, Keshava, becomes worthy of being worshipped by the Siddhas and Rishis and everybody because he is a great devotee of Parameshwara. Likewise, we see Upamanyu is also revered by Krishna and everybody, all the Devas and Brahma also, and also all the Rishis, because he is a devotee of Maheshwara. And then Mahadeva Keshava, that is Vishnu, always worships Lord Shiva in the Linga. You know, within the Linga, he meditates on the form of Maheshwara, and he always regards Mahadeva as the cause of all creatures and the cause of the universe. That's why Maheshwara has a great regard for Keshava. We also saw that in Sauptika Parvam, when Mahadeva, you know, speaks to Ashwatthama, you know, with truth and sincerity, tyaga, devotion, I was worshipped by Krishna, and that's why I had to support him in the war, oh dear. And that's why here Vyasa says that God, Maheshwara, has greater regard for Keshava because Keshava is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And keeping this, we saw that how Keshava has sprung from Mahadeva, right? We saw that, say, Keshava Rudra Sambhavaha. We also saw an interesting verse in the Upamanyu episode, right? Upamanyu, Anushasana Parvam, 18th chapter, 64th verse. Upamanyu says to Krishna, Brahmatvam, Keshavatvam, Shakratvam. Mahadeva can grant the position of any Jiva or any Devata to the Jivatmas. He can grant even the position of Brahma. He can grant the position of you, that is Keshava or Vishnu. He can also grant the positions of Indra. So this also confirms the fact that everybody, are bound to destruction. That 154th verse, everybody are bound to destruction apart from Mahadeva. So the Matsya Purana verse, I think Santosh has asked that, It's like 154th chapter, 180th verse in Matsya Puranam. It says, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma, Mrityu, Jaraditaha. Parvati Mata says that to the rishis. So, all the personalities that you have mentioned are bound to destruction. But I want to get married to the birthless, ageless personality, and that is Maheshwara alone. And that's how it ends. And then finally, there are two verses. Like this also connects to again like Kurma Puranam, first canto, 26th chapter. Krishna says to Markandeya, Navai Pashyanti Tamdevam Mayaya Mohita Janaha Tatoham Swatmano Moolam Nyapa Nyapayan Pujayamitam. Those people are deluded by Maya, do not visualize the Supreme Lord Maheshwara. He is the cause of the entire universe, and he is also the cause of me. He says to Markandeya. He is the ultimate cause. Maheshwara is the ultimate cause. So he says that in various Puranas. Vyasa also confirms it in Mahabharata. And then Sanjaya Uvacha. Tasyat tad vachanam shrutva dronaputro maharataha namaskara rudraya vahu mene cha keshavam krushtaroma cha vashyatma sobi vadhya maharshaye varutini abhiprekshya kvaha haram akarayat. So after hearing this, he became excited. Ashwatthama became excited. Dronaputra. He became excited and then he bowed. He meditated on Rudra. He meditated on Maheshwara. He bowed to Maheshwara. And then he took his chariot and he left. So that's how this ends. And here, guys, this doesn't end here. There is one more interesting chapter. So this is a conversation between Vyasa and Ashwatthama. The next is the conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. So Arjuna also asks an interesting question. We'll be seeing that tomorrow. I'll be sending you the timing. Thanks. I think I ran over. But I hope it was interesting. You enjoyed. So yeah. So many people again, like just 5 minutes. Many people think that the Mahabharata war, it was under the guidance of Krishna. Pandavas were able to win. But this, many people do not know about this interesting episode, which has been even quoted by Bhattabhaskara, very authentic episode in the Drona Parvam, which clearly says that Maheshwara is the cause of all causes, and Maheshwara, through the grace of Maheshwara, Krishna himself and Arjuna and the Pandavas were able to win the war, and not by anybody. So Mahadeva is the hero of Mahabharata and Mahabharata war, not Krishna or Arjuna. So we'll be seeing tomorrow even more references, interesting references. What is Arjuna's question to Vyasa and what Vyasa responds to that? Thank you. Om yadaksharapada brishtam matrahinam tiyadbhave tatsarvam shamyatam deva parameshwara namostute visarga bindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasva parameshwara aparada sagasrani kriyante harnisham mayadaso yimiti mam matva kshamasva parameshwara anyata sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha Parameshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Sambhashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Sambhashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gayatri Sameta Sambhashivarpanamastu Karacharana Kritam Vakkayajam Karmajam Va Shravananayanajam Va Manasam Va Paragam Vihitam Avihitam Va Sarvam Etat Kshamasva Jaya Jaya Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Cha Parvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandhava Shiva Bhaktamscha Svadesho Bhuvanatrayam Sambha Shivaya Namaha Sambha Shivaya Namaha Sambha Shivaya Namaha Haravom Tat Sat.